and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Land of the free, sweet home of liberty, but it came at such a great price. Our soldiers, brave and true, gave their lives for me and you. Thank God for the red, white, and blue. Blood bought my freedom, someone had to die. Someone freely took my place. Blood was the price, the supreme sacrifice. Someone died that we might be free.
And through our history, we've had many people that have died. They died to free us from the oppression of England. Many died to eradicate slavery. Many people have died throughout to preserve the freedoms that we have today. Many have died to give the freedoms that we enjoy to other people. And while many nations have squandered those freedoms that were purchased for them, yet here in America we still have them. And ultimately the greatest freedom, any time when there's liberty or freedom, someone has to die to procure that. That's just the way of the world because of the wickedness and sin in our world. And the greatest liberty that we have is to be free from sin. And the one thing we need to understand that while we as a nation are free, there are many that today are slaves to sin and they need to hear the gospel.
Over the sea, on an old rugged tree, a battle was won long ago. It will never be fought again. We have victory over sin. Thank God for Mount Calvary. Blood bought my freedom. Someone had to die. Someone freely took my place. Blood was the price, the supreme sacrifice. Someone died that we might be free. Blood bought my freedom. Someone had to die. Someone freely took my place. Blood was the price, the supreme sacrifice. Someone died that we might be free. Jesus died that we might be saved.
Amen.